Welcome to this month's Patient Informational Minute, where each month we share important health information relevant to our community and resources available at U.S. Naval Hospital Sigonella and our local network. This month, we are talking to the emergency department and services offered. I have invited HM3 Brendan Sherrell, Emergency Department EMT Corpsman, to provide information about our 24-hour services and the use of the emergency department.
Thank you, sir. And buongiorno, Naval Air Station Sigonella and family. I'm HM3 Brendan Sherrell. Thanks for having me on today. I want to take a few minutes to talk about our emergency department and the services we offer.
HM3 Sherrell, thanks for joining me. Let's get right into it. Can you give me the wave tops in terms of basic emergency department information?
Absolutely, Captain. Our emergency department is located on the lower level of the hospital on NAS1 and open 24 hours every day of the year. We are staffed with a mix of amazing emergency medicine and family practice physicians, experienced and trauma-trained nurses from various specialties, and all of our EMT corpsmen. We have 7 beds, including a trauma bay, fully stocked with emergency resuscitation and intubation equipment, and medications for patients ranging from 1 minute to 100 years old. Just remember, routine care is available at the Flightline Clinic on NAS2, but for any urgent or emergent concerns, call 911 or proceed to the emergency room at the hospital to ensure no delays in care.
HM3 Sherrell, when should people use the emergency department and what services are offered?
Our department offers a wide array of medical services for patients of all ages, from delivering newborns to advanced resuscitation care. Our predominant patients population are TRICARE beneficiaries, but we also provide stabilizing medical care to our NATO partners, DOD employees, and other eligible individuals supporting NATO organizations in Sicily. The emergency department should primarily be used for time-sensitive medical emergencies that require immediate interventions. Some examples of these include potential threats to life or limb, allergic reactions, head injuries, fevers or vomiting uncontrollable with medications, mental health crises, or animal bites. We always encourage folks to utilize their primary care clinics for non-urgent matters like sore throats, flu, cold-like symptoms, or chronic concerns, but we won't refuse or turn anyone away.
For someone who has never used the emergency department, it might be a little scary. Walk me through a typical patient visit.
Aye, aye, Captain. When a patient first arrives to the emergency department, they will be greeted at the registration window. Generally, we will ask for an ID card, and if they are not a TRICARE beneficiary, we will also ask for insurance information. If the patient is not showing any signs of immediate life-threatening condition, we will register the patient before bringing them to a bed for completion of triage, which is done by a nurse or corpsman. During triage, we will typically ask any visitors or family members to step out of the room because we are required to ask personal safety questions, and we give our patients privacy to answer these. Following triage, vital signs, and addressing any urgent concerns, patients will receive a physical evaluation from our team and any necessary medications, laboratory studies such as urinalysis or blood work, and radiology imaging such as x-rays or CT. However, if a patient comes to the department and we recognize a potentially life-threatening concern, the patient will go directly into a bed. Our team will start working fast to ensure the best patient outcome.
How does your team manage complicated situations that require more services than our hospital provides?
That's a great question, sir. We have great working relationships with local partners, consult services at larger military hospitals, and our very own TRICARE office. Our emergency team has access to a lot of resources that facilitate getting patients to the right level of care and interventions at the right time if we cannot provide them at the Naval Hospital Sigonella. One example of this would be if a patient were having a heart attack. We are able to stabilize and to activate local emergency transportation and transfer patients into the host nation hospital system for cardiovascular intervention with the assistance of our TRICARE office and case management. Or another example, if someone was scuba diving off these beautiful Sicilian beaches and acquired a decompression injury, we can get them to a local dive chamber to receive immediate life-saving treatment.
Medicine is not a one-man show. Could you explain to me the collaboration that goes on within the hospital?
Absolutely. When patients come to the emergency department, we will stabilize, ensure safety, and rule out life-threatening conditions. Emergency staff must be a little bit of a jack-of-all-trades, and because of that, we rely on our partners in different specialties to guide targeted and specific care, like hauling, orthopedics for a broken leg, or general surgery for appendicitis. We use all resources within and outside the command to ensure we provide the best quality healthcare possible.
That is great to hear. Teamwork across specialties really is what keeps the engine running. Now, HM3, could you shed a little light on your role in the emergency department?
Of course, sir. All corpsmen that work in the emergency department are National Registry Certified Emergency Medical Technicians. As corpsmen and EMTs, not only do we work alongside nurses and physicians in the emergency department, we also respond to emergency calls on NAS1, NAS2, and Marini, and roads within the triangle. If any beneficiaries need our help, they can call emergency dispatch at 095-86-1911. We have two ambulance crews ready to respond always. Our priority is safe and fast patient triage, stabilization, and transport.
Outstanding, HM3 Sherrell. This has been incredibly helpful. Thank you so much for joining me today to help our community better understand the role and capabilities of the emergency department at U.S. Naval Hospital Sigonella.
Thank you for having me, Captain Vernon. Again, if any beneficiaries need our help, they can call emergency dispatch at 095-86-1911. Call anytime.
This has been another episode of the Patient Informational Minute.